be eaten by two different gatherings, two different groups of people. Talmud Leima, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Pasuk says, Ba'abayis echod ye'yochil. In one house, the korban has to be eaten, means the whole korban has to be eating only with one chabur, with one gathering, not with two different gatherings. And the Gemara says, "V'maikim mifligi." What is this machlekes? Yab Yudin, Yab Shimin. Yab Yudin sova yechim limseris. You go both of the way the pasuk says it. Ba'abayis echod yoichal, and Rab Shimin sova yechim limikra. No, we go both of the way we read it. Lo yeochel. So the question is, this pasuk going on the person or going on the korban? Like Rashi says, "Iksovar yechim limikra." Hey, so Shimon holds, you go both of the way we read it. Ye ochel, we say. Ba'ubabayis echod ye ochel. That means a pesach koi, it's going on the korban pesach itself. For lo yagavri, not on the people. Klema. Ika tchilas achilosai. Tehei bechaburu. You're supposed to eat the whole korban together with one chaburu achas. For lo yischalak neshtei chaburu. You can't divide it up into two different chaburus. It's going on the korban pesach itself. The korban has to be eaten together in one chaburu. Abul Gavra, but the different people that are eating together, Iboi Koi Mehocha, Vyozov Yochi Hochi, they could all get up together and go and eat in another place. The Torah was only makpid where they're eating, where the Chabur is going to start eating. They have to start eating together. Mite Karinan Yeyochel HaPesach, Velo Yeyochel HaGavra. Here, that's one shot. Yeah, and verse is right. Hayu Yoishvim. Let's say the people were sitting together eating the Korban Pesach. The Nifra saw Mechitza B'neim. And by itself, or somebody put a Mechitza now in between them. His first 10 people sat down to eat their Korban Pesach together. And now in between them, there came a Mechitza that's 5 on one side, 5 on the other side. So Gemara says, the Divru Yoime Pesach Nechol Bishtei Chaburus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds one Korban is allowed to be eaten by two different gatherings, is Eichlin. You're allowed to continue eating. His vice day seen them on that now that the mechitza is there, it's like they're eating two separate places. But still, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is you're allowed to. But according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, Ladivri Yoimer, Eina Pesach Necha B'Shtei Chaburus, no, you're not allowed to eat the goof of the korban in two different gatherings. It always has to be eaten together in one gathering. The locha should be then, Ein Oichlin. They're not allowed to continue eating, they have to stop eating. Because now that there's a mechitza between them, it's like two different chaburus. What about the opposite case? They were sitting and eating together. And there was a mechitza. So they started to eat at like two different chaburas. V'nistalko mechitza b'neim. And now for some reason the mechitza went away from them. It's like this. The one that says, oichel, oichel b'shtei mekoymois, you are allowed to eat the korban in two different mekoymois, is oichel. They're allowed to continue eating. Even though at the beginning it was like in one place. And now that the mechitza went away, it's like another place. Still, they're allowed to continue. That's according to Reb Shimon. But the Divri Omer Ein Oichel Oichel B'Shtei Mekoymos. But according to Reb Yehuda, it says when you sit down to eat in one place, you're not allowed to eat in another place. Abzoi Ein Oichlin. They're not allowed to continue eating because now that the mechitza went away, it's like they continue eating in another place. So the Gemara says now Yosef Rav Kana. Rav Kana was sitting and he said over this halacha, Koposhet LeNifshet. Like he said over these halachas, the way it is, like he understands it. If the mechitza went away, it's like a new place now. If the mechitza was put there, it's like making two different chaburus. He understood the way we learned. Omalei Rav Ashi and Rav Kana. Rav Ashi told Rav Kana, "V'tiboy l'cho iboy." As why is it so poshut? Why do you understand it so good? Why isn't this a doubt? There should be a shaila here. The shaila should be siluk mechitza, the asiyas mechitza. This time was saying either the mechitza was put up, or else they took away the mechitza between these people that are eating the korban together. Me have a kibbeis mekoymus, a kibbeis chaburus dummy. Like, this is a doubt. Who says this makes it like two different places? Really, they're both sitting in the same place, the same chair they were sitting up until now. What's the difference if mechitza came and mechitza went away? Oiloi, is it or isn't it? Like, he could say here a svara to say it's not called a silik. It's not called a shino mokum. It's not called two different places, two different chaburus. Senechram, the Gemara says, teiku, staka sofik, what's the locha? Is this considered like two different places or not? It's staka shaila. Yeah, Moses Vayit, the Mishnah says, Hakalo hoifeches es puniha. For the more of my time, why is the Kala allowed to turn around her face when she eats the Korban Pesach? Om Reb Chiya Baraba, Om Reb Yechnon, Mifnei Shehi Boisha. Because she's embarrassed. Like Rashi says, Mifnei Shehi Boisha, Lecho Le'enei Hanoshim. She's embarrassed to eat in front of the men. Ayidei shemistaklim bo, because they'll all look at her. She's a kala, they'll look at her. So she doesn't want them to look at her, therefore she'll turn around the face, and that's all right. So tomorrow, Rav Huna, Berei, the Rav Nosson, Ik loy levei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. It's Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nosson, went to visit Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Omru lei, ma shemecha. So they asked him, what's your name? Omalhu, he answered back, Rav Huna, my name is Rav Huna. Omru, they told him, Nesiv Marapuya, come sit down on my couch. Yosef, he sat down. Yoyev Lekisa, they gave him a cup of wine and stump to drink. Kiblei B'chode Zimna, he didn't refuse, he accepted it right away. Vashriya betray Zimna, and he drank it like in two shots and two gulps. Took him one drinking, then another drinking. V'loyahadarape, and when he did drink it, he did not turn his face around, but rather he was looking at them. So now they started to ask him, like, why did you do all this? Omrulei, my time occurs to Rav Huna. How come we call you, how come you're called Rav Huna? Omrulei, Baal Hashem Ani. In other words, that's the name my father gave me when I was young. That's why I got, like Rashi says, Mikatnu Sekach Karimli Rav Huna. Omruluhu. So Omruluhu. No, so, yeah. So Mar says, my time, Mikiyomuluhu Neitzva Puriya Yisafta. How come right away when we told you to sit there on the couch, you did? Omruluhu. The din is, Koma Shayim Luhu Balabayas Tasei. Anything the Balabas tells me to do, I'm supposed to do. Prentice says, Chutz Mitzei. Only if the Balabas tells you to go out, you don't have to listen to him. You don't have to go out. But otherwise, anything he tells you, you're supposed to listen to him. Like Rashi said, "This is a masnis nid mesechta derech eretz." So that's why I listened to you and I sat down on the couch. Tomorrow, my time the kiyov lecho kisei kablo bechod zimna. How come you accepted the case right away? You didn't give me a hard time. Or malahu, he answered back. The locher is mesar from the cotton. If somebody not so great offers you something, he's supposed to refuse it the first time. But v'yein mesar from the godel. If a chosh of a person gives you something, then you're not supposed to refuse it. So Mila, I didn't refuse from you because you're another Godel. So yesterday my time is Shasisa betrayed Zimni. How come you drank your coast in like two different shots? Oh Malu, he answered back to Tanya, we learned like this. That Hashaisa Kaisiva Vasaka. So somebody drinks up the whole Kaisiyan at one time, Hareza Gargan. He's called like a fresher. It's like he's eating too fast, too much, it's not nice. Shnayim Derech Eretz. If you drink it down in two gulps, like two different times, that's nice, that's Derech Eretz. Shloisha, if you take your time and drink it down too slow, that's already migasi ruach. That's like showing off already. That's a bagayvnik. Vaitam, and he asked him, my time lo yahatu apech, how come you didn't turn your face back? Oh, malohu, he answered back. What do you mean? Kala hafechas penil. The Mishnah says, a kala, she has a right. She's embarrassed. But a norm like me, Rav Huna, I'm not embarrassed. That's normal to eat in front of you. Well, like Rashi says, it's not a derech for a man to turn around his face, only for a kala, for an isha. So tomorrow, Rabbi Shmoya, Rabbi Yosi, Ikloyla, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi ben Makunya. He also went to visit him. Yoivolei, when he went there, Yoivolei, Kisa, they gave him a cup of wine to drink. Kiblo v'chodezim, he accepted it right away. Ushsiya v'chodezim, and he drank down the whole cup at one time. Is Amrles, Reyestim, Lesovolomar, don't you hold that Ashoysa Kosovas Achas erase the Gagarin? If you drink it down at one time, it's not nice, it's like a fresum. Or Maluhu. They didn't say that by a small kois. They only said it by a big kois. But you gave me a small kois, that's all right. And also you gave me very sweet wine, so it's easy to drink down. And have a wide stomach, he was very hungry. That's why it was mut of him to drink it at one time. So Rashi said, it's not talking about a korban Pesach. Stam, these halachas about a waiter. If you have a waiter, somebody that waits on you, you're only supposed to wait if you have three people coming at a time. So bnei chabur nechnasim b'shloisha. V'yotzim, when he gets finished eating, v'yotzim, he could go away, afilu b'yechad. One at a time could go away. Omer rabba v'udi yaya b'yidin d'regilu l'mayil. We're talking about you coming in at the time when it's normal supper time. So therefore, you can't stay too long. So therefore, the shamash, the waiter, is supposed to take care of you, and you can leave one after another. V'udi rogish v'udalayu, and who adin the what that you have to tell the shamash that this is a derech, that when one finishes, he goes away. The problem is, because when one is left, you have to give him better service. So Ravina, v'noistim t'cha domim. You have to pay money. V'tzorach achron lohisiv domim. And the last one that's left over has to pay a little bit more money, because it's harder for the waiter to take care of him. The Gemara says, v'lesilchos akavosei. But we don't pass him like this. Hey, the more trouble you give the waiter, the more you have to pay for it. All right, hadrin olecho ketzatzim. All right, let's stop here.
You're up to a Perek Ha'isha. That pays